Here is my security news roundup for the week ending March 22nd, 2024. WordPress admins urged to remove many Orange plugins due to critical flaw. WordPress users of many Orange's malware scanner and web application firewall plugins are being urged to delete them from their websites following the discovery of a critical security flaw. The flaw, tracked as CVE-2024-2172, is rated 9.8 out of a maximum of 10 on the CVSS scoring system and discovered by Steofon. It impacts the following versions of the two plugins: Malware Scanner version 4.7.2, Web Application Firewall version 2.1.1. It's worth noting that the plugins have been permanently closed by the maintainers as of March 7th, 2024. While Malware Scanner have over 10,000 active installs, Web Application Firewall has more than 300 active installations. Read more at thehackernews.com. ATP28 hacker group targeting European, Americans, Asia in widespread phishing scheme. The uncovered lures include a mixture of internal and publicly available documents, as well as possible actor-generated documents associated with finance, critical infrastructure, executive engagements, cybersecurity, maritime security, healthcare, business, and defense industrial production, IBM X-Force said in a report published last week. The tech company is targeting the activity under the moniker TI-605, which is also known as Blue Athena, Blue Delta, Fancy Bear, Fighting Ursa, Forest Blizzard, formerly Strontium, Frozen Lake, Iron Twilight, Pawn Storm, Sednit, Sophocy, TA-422, and UAC-028. Read more at thehackernews.com. Google introduces enhanced real-time URL protection for Chrome users. Google on Thursday announced an enhanced version of Safe Browsing to provide real-time, privacy-preserving URL protection and safeguard users from visiting potentially malicious sites. The standard protection mode in Chrome on desktop and iOS will check sites against Google's server-side list of known bad sites in real time. Google's Jonathan Lee and Jessica Bawa said, "If we suspect a site poses a risk to you or your device, you'll see a warning with more information. By checking sites in real time, we expect to block 25% more phishing attempts." Read more at thehackernews.com. AT&T says leaked data of 70 million people is not from its systems. AT&T says a massive trove of data impacting 71 million people did not originate from its systems after a hacker leaked it on a cybercrime forum and claimed it was stolen in a 2021 breach of the company. While Bleeping Computer has not been able to confirm the legitimacy of all the data in the database, we have confirmed some of the entries are accurate, including those whose data is not publicly accessible for scraping. AT&T told Bleeping Computer then that the data did not originate from them and that its systems were not breached. "Based on our investigation today, the information that appeared in an internet chat room does not appear to have come from our systems," AT&T told Bleeping Computer in 2021. Read more at bleepingcomputer.com. Google hit with $270 million fine in France because publishers' data was used for Gemini. In a never-ending saga between Google and France's competition authority over copyright protections for news snippets, the Autorite de la Concurrence announced a €250 million fine against the tech giant Wednesday. According to the competition watchdog, Google disregarded some of its previous commitments with news publishers. But the decision is especially notable because it drops something else that's bang up to date. by latching onto Google's use of news publishers' content to train its generative AI model, Bard, now known as Gemini. Read more at TechCrunch.com. House passes bill to prevent the sale of personal data to foreign adversaries. A week after the House of Representatives passed the bill that seeks to force TikTok to separate from its Chinese parent company, it passed a second bill that aims to protect Americans' data from foreign adversaries. The Protecting Americans' Data from Foreign Adversaries Act, or H.R. 7520, would prohibit data brokers from selling Americans' personally identifiable information to foreign adversaries, including countries like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Data brokers can face penalties from the Federal Trade Commission if they're found to have sold sensitive information like locations or health data to these countries. Read more at TheVerge.com. U.S. Justice Department sues Apple over monopoly and messaging security. The U.S. Department of Justice, along with 16 other state and district attorneys general, on Thursday accused Apple of illegally maintaining a monopoly over smartphones, thereby undermining, among other things, the security and privacy of users when messaging non-iPhone users. Apple wraps itself in a cloak of privacy, security, and consumer preferences to justify its anti-competitive conduct, the landmark antitrust lawsuit said. Apple deploys privacy and security justification as an elastic shield that can stretch or contract to serve Apple's financial and business interests. Read more at thehackernews.com. New bipartisan bill would require online identification, labeling of AI-generated videos and audio. Key provisions in the legislation would require AI developers to identify content created using their products with digital watermarks or metadata, similar to how photo metadata records the location, time, and settings of a picture. Online platforms like TikTok, YouTube, or Facebook would then be required to label the content in a way that would notify users. Final details of the proposed rules would be crafted by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, a small agency within the U.S. Department of Commerce. Violators of the proposed rule would be subject to civil lawsuits. Read more at securityweek.com. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel. By understanding the mechanics behind AI-generated deepfakes and investment scams, we can better arm ourselves against those modern-day wolves in sheep's clothing. Remember, in the digital realm, seeing is no longer believing. Please watch my video on that topic by following the link listed. Did you know? Video games have been found to be more effective at battling depression than therapy. People who post their fitness routines on Facebook are more likely to have psychological problems. After the release of the 1996 film Scream, which involved an anonymous killer calling and murdering his victims, caller ID usage tripled in the United States. Just thought you might want to know. Be brave and clear, follow your heart, and don't be overly influenced by outside factors. Be true to yourself. Thanks to Shirley Temple. And that's a wrap of this week's Security News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.